the question I'm waiting for is, you know, an answer that you're going to give me is Mitch Marner. When does that get done? Tick, 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 tick tock.
Yeah, you know, I think right now it's a bit of a game of chicken, a bit of a game of high stakes poker. You know, who's going to blink? You know, I'm a big believer in the deadline spur action saying, and we're getting close to that. You know, I think I said it a few weeks ago on the radio. My personal belief is that the Leafs have kind of told Marner if he wants the number, if he wants to get the number that I believe he's looking at, they want him to sign for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that Marner wants to do that at this time. I think he wants to see if somebody forces Toronto's hand. If this isn't done by the draft weekend, I'm sure the Leafs will at least, you know, see what the value is. It doesn't mean they're going to do it. But I think that, you know, they're in a bit of a game of chicken right now.
And that's probably, you know, I think we kind of thought all along, didn't we, that in some ways this might be the most difficult deal to get done? Not necessarily because of the personalities, but just because of the timing and the statistics and everything.
Well, I think the personalities involved too. There's no question. I think there's a lot there. You know, I think there's a lot of emotion, and you know, emotion gets in the way of logic for sure. Happens from time to time. You know, I just think that you know, and I think that the Leafs look at their cap situation and they say that we kind of have to put on the brakes to some degree. I think Marner is also a bit of a victim of timing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll probably get some. The Board of Governors meets here in Vegas on Wednesday morning. You know, maybe we get some cap news coming out of that. But I think the word is, Jeff, that for a lot of different reasons, what we thought was going to be 83 might be closer to 82. So that changes the scenario too. So I believe in all of that. You've got an emotional, tough, hard negotiation, and that's why we're coming to where we are. But I would expect, like, I still believe common sense prevails, like I really do. But you know, I don't know if it's going to be easy to get there.
Hmm. What do you make of this Jets trade? Jacob Trouba for the Rangers, to the Rangers, I should say, for Neil Pionk and a 20th overall pick.
I was surprised.
Did the Jets do okay there?
From a pure hockey point of view, depending on obviously how they do with that pick,
mm-hmm.
It looks like a big win for the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of different things at play here. Number one, I was really surprised because guys were telling me Winnipeg was asking a lot. And Winnipeg wasn't letting anyone really talk to Trouba or his agent beforehand. And I would assume that's because there's been a lot of, you know, bad blood there when it comes to negotiation. So I think that kind of maybe limited the Jets and what they could do. You know, I had teams saying to me last night when the trade was announced, like, you know, that's it, and we could have done better, and, you know, maybe they could have and maybe they couldn't. But I think that also goes to what we just talked about, you know, a few minutes ago, that I think, you know, Winnipeg's got some big contracts they have to deal with. They've got to deal with Laine. They've got to deal with Kyle Connor. I think they're going to take a run at keeping Tyler Myers now, although I don't think that's going to be easy because the Jets don't like to give term to older players, and Myers will get term somewhere if he wants it. And I should say, by term, I mean, if you look at their older players, Buffalo and Wheeler, they signed for 5 years, and Myers could probably get more.
Mm-hmm.
What I think, too, is I think that's a cap thing, Jeff. I think the Jets are in a bit of a tough spot, and they realize that even if they're trading Trouba now, they really couldn't take on much salary. And see, I have a theory, and I'm probably going to write about this a bit today, that, you know, the sport, you know, between the negotiations in the CBA and the player concerns about escrow, and there's a lot of rumors about a new U.S. TV deal coming in a couple of years when the U.S. TV, the current one's done, that I think what they're going to negotiate is to keep escrow down. The cap's not going to go up much for the next 2 years, and then it will once the new TV deal is done. So I think a lot of these teams realize they're going to, who are in cap situations, realize they're going to have to tighten their belt for a couple of years. Mm. And I just have to think that the Jets were looking at all that as part of that deal.
Any way, because you know that what people in Toronto were going to be saying about this, is there any way the Leafs could have made this deal?
Well, I mean, they could have. For one thing, I know there were all the rumors about Kadri there. You know, Winnipeg, from what I understand, is on Kadri's no-trade list.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to have his permission to do it. That's number one. Number two, I mean, the question is, and I it's something I'm going to ask a bunch of GMs over the next few days. Like, it's basketball and hockey are not the same when it comes to roster construction. One player can make so much more of a difference in basketball, especially depending on your position, than hockey, unless it's a goalie. But I wonder if there's going to be many NHL GMs who are going to look at the risk Masai Ujiri took with Leonard and say, you know what, maybe that's something we got to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And Trouba, 1 year away from unrestricted free agency, he would have been a risk. You know, I don't know if, depending on everything that happens with Toronto's contracts, I don't know if they could have afforded to sign this guy long term based on what he's going to get. So I guess they could have done it if they wanted to take a 1 year shot. It's something I will ask over the next few days, that's for sure.
I guess the other significant story, obviously, the San Jose Sharks signing Eric Carlson to that eight-year deal. Surprised by that? Did you put any stock in the fact that Eric Carlson might be interested in going, you know, either going back to Ottawa or to Montreal?
I did not buy the Ottawa thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was too painful a divorce. We can't all go back to our ex-girlfriends, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I did not buy the Ottawa one. The Montreal thing, I had some guys who told me it was a possibility. I had some guys who told me no chance. So at best, it was kind of mixed. You know, I did believe, you know, a month ago, I thought for sure he was coming back east somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was coming back east because of family reasons. You know, his wife is from the Ottawa area. And I also thought he was coming back east because the travel might be easier on his body. I really thought that. And then the Game 3 of the Cup Final was our last headlines. And somebody told me that day that the odds were improving that he was staying in San Jose. And the person who would know told me, look out, like, it's changing a bit. And then on the weekend, I mentioned in my notes that there was a rumor that the Sharks had a Doughty-like offer on the table, and there was a very good chance that they were going to keep him. So I think it depends on when you would have asked me. If you would have asked me a few months ago or a few weeks ago, I would have said he's coming back east. But there were some people who would know telling me the tide was starting to turn. Obviously, the Sharks wanted him bad, A, and B, they thought somebody else was going to offer him big money. And I was a little bit surprised. But one thing about San Jose, Jeff, is when they decide they want you, their record is pretty good at keeping you.